And it's 4:30 in the morning on like a Wednesday.
What the fuck?
Lobster for sale?
Yeah.
This can't be real. That's kind of weird.
All right. Are we ready?
We good.
What episode is this?
Oh, we're not supposed to be doing any of this.
Welcome to iDoll, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 64. Eight squared.
Paul, you here?
Paul?
Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Going once.
Paul?
Nope.
Shoot.
I only say going once. I don't go all the way up.
I mean, if you're not going to say yes there.
Yeah.
You're done.
Present.
2020, new year, new us.
New you.
Well, new iDoll.
Is it?
Not really. Just Paul's not here today.
Oh my God, I never tied my shoes this morning.
New you.
So you get a new me.
Be best over there. Yeah, it's disappointing, but we're going back to our roots today.
Whoop whoop.
And we're excited to be back. Feels good to be back in the studio.
Speaking of which, I saw The Roots December 30th at the Riviera Theater.
I saw they were here. How was that?
Oh my God, it was so good.
Did they play some of their old stuff?
They only have old stuff.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, they came out with albums recently.
Like in like the last early, 10 years. Early aughts?
No, like 2012?
No.
Yeah. I think so.
Nothing good came from that.
Before they came like a club band.
Like Erica, they played the Erica Badu song.
You Got
Baby
Me?
Baby, don't worry about me.
It's a classic.
So good.
So good.
They ended with The Seed.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, John Legend did not make an appearance.
Did John Lennon make an appearance?
John Lennon either.
Oh, no. Man.
Their opening band, Phony People, look them up. Really good.
Okay.
It was a hot show.
iDoll bump right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hot show.
Well, that sounds like a fun break for you.
It was good.
I didn't do anything that exciting.
Yeah.
Got ready for the baby.
Woo!
There's a baby coming along, so that was fun. That's about it.
Yeah,
just washed clothes and shit.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
You know, I failed so much that I don't even do it anymore. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I feel like having a kid is a resolution enough, and I think I can stick to that one.
You should have a kid.
Okay.
And your resolution, or Whitney should have the kid. Your resolution should be to keep it alive.
Okay. Keep the human being alive.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most terrified about.
That is the most terrifying thing. Just FYI.
Just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you don't.
And they're just laying there. They want you to tell them how to stay alive.
Yeah, it doesn't
like,
work.
I don't know. It do it.
It works out.
It's like when someone asks me, like, how do I play golf well? Like, how did you hit that straight? I'm like, I don't know. I just swung. Just swing and hit the ball.
Wow.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
Pretty good at golf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Tiger Woods?
Anyway, did you have any resolutions?
I had several. This is the first year my resolutions was not a no manual labor.
Okay.
Usually that's my resolution.
Just to do no manual labor?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't talk.
I don't, or label anything manually.
Okay.
I usually fail when something breaks at our place.
Then you call someone instead of doing it?
No, then they say, like, you know, we're just going to charge you $120 to even just come over there.
Yeah.
So we had our first thing was reducing the amount we eat out.
Okay.
It's a big one.
Good. Save some money.
No beer in January.
That's just crazy.
Wine only on the weekends.
Now we're getting very complicated.
Yeah. And no dessert.
Okay, just no dessert.
No
what
dessert.
Qualifies as dessert?
Like, I'll put it this way. You know, December 29th, very important day of the year. Not that important. For dessert, after dinner, we had gelato.
Okay.
And then at least three Frango chocolates each.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, not
just, are you already had their resolution ready to go?
And we were like, we got to blow through this. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good night. You must have felt really good.
Felt terrible. So how long did I make it?
Yeah. You're still doing it, right?
I made it till the 4th of January when Angel and I ended up at a brewery ordering nachos, drinking beer. And then I looked and I was like, wait.
You can't go to a brewery when you're not allowed to drink beer. How did you forget about that?
Just literally forgot. We had to kill some time. There was a brewery nearby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You could have not drank beer, I guess. Was it the weekend?
Yeah.
Did they sell wine?
No.
Because you could have saved it right there.
It was a brewery in the burbs.
Okay. That could be a record for a non-physical activity resolution.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of bad.
By the way, highly recommend Hubbard's Cave in the northern burbs of Chicago. They're getting ready to move, though, to the other side of whatever city they're in.
Breaking news.
To a bigger place, outdoor area as well.
Okay.
Highly recommend. We also bought a bottle and brought it home.
Well, at that point, it's
of
over.
Their barrel aged beers. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
I know a lot of people do like the dry January thing.
It's dumb.
I mean, I get it. It's healthy or.
No, it's dumb.
I just, this year was dumb for me because I'm like, I got like 2 weeks.
You got to like splurge.
And then, yeah. It's going to be a little bit.
Basically, if Whitney's due date is in 2 weeks, you have 1 week because that right. last week
like you can't be trashed
because you got to drive.
Yeah, it's a concern.
Yeah, I graduated grad school, and then we had 1 week left, and I was like, "Oh,
you can't even party it up!
Can't even party it up!"
It's okay. This weekend's blowout time. Yeah, come on over.
Okay, great. I'll bring the beer.
Speaking of blowouts, have you been having some blowouts lately over there?
Oh, we're doing that one? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so the Scanzera household is currently going through Poopageddon.
Poopageddon.
Get ready for it.
That's a cool name.
Our son has had so many blowouts that he was asked to leave daycare yesterday. Like, the teacher called and was like, I'm done. We're not doing this anymore.
So the daycare didn't call and said he was sick. It's no. just there's too much poop.
There's too much poop.
Is it – I'm going to ask a nasty question.
Go ahead.
Is it, like, gross poop or is it normal poop?
I mean, there is no such thing as normal poop with a baby.
No, I know, but there's grosser poop.
I'll say it's pungent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the daycare is probably stinking up. Or he was stinking up the joint a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like he's the only baby there.
The only baby pooping 12 times a day.
Not 12.
So what did you say when you got there? Like, sorry, we'll figure this out, or?
Yeah. Yeah, I was essentially like, sorry.
Or did you say, we pay a lot of money, please just deal with it?
Then we went to the doc. He's okay.
That's good. Probably should have been our first question.
And I told the doctor, can you just write me a note to let him back into daycare? He's like, yeah, sure. And the note literally says, like, basically, deal with it.
Okay. I mean, the doctor's not going to care. He's going to be like, why are you complaining?
Yeah.
It's a baby.
So we sent him with an extra shirt and pants today.
Good.
On top just of one? On top of the already two extra that we send him normally. Oh,
this sounds like a messy daycare.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad you're here because we could do this.
Poop-ageddon.
You kind of changed your mind. You texted us and said, yeah, I'm probably out. And then like 2 minutes later,
well, because
things changed.
The school said he has to be symptom free for 24 hours before he can come back.
What does that mean?
And I said, so you can't poop for 24 hours? And they're like, you know what we mean. I'm like, No, I don't.
Like, what's an appropriate amount of poop for them?
Contained. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Contained.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he's feeling great. He's regular. That's the good news.
He's regular.
He doesn't need his oats right now.
I'll also say this. You know, he's maintaining his weight.
Perfect.
23 pounds at 6 months. He's maintaining that weight.
Good boy. Well, that's nice. Fun times. Something for me to look forward to.
Fun times in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Solid. It's a very smooth podcast today. It's almost like we rehearsed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing before we get to our list this week is we have an update from Nextdoor.
Yes.
Evan, Paul, and I, we talked a lot over the break about Nextdoor.
Basically, our only conversations. We didn't even say Merry Christmas or no. Happy Hanukkah. It was, did you see this?
Yeah, it was just screenshots of Nextdoor. Yeah. So we have a couple we'll probably save till Paul's here.
Yeah.
That's fun. But there were a few we wanted to bring up today.
The first one was a post on January 1st, roughly.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
January 1st, right. Roughly at 1 a.m., saying, did anyone just hear a bunch of loud gunshots and explosions near the Costco outside? And it's like, no, that's where they set off fireworks every yep. year.
Midnight on January 1st.
Tons of gunshots.
All the gunshots.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you not in Chicago, Nextdoor is a lot about gunshots.
It is.
Like, because every noise people think is gunshots, 99% of the time it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one was quite funny.
And like people were just reporting, yeah, I heard it too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, and you also get the people like Kaylee here who just says, hi, I live here with a clear view. There were a ton of midnight. I don't know what that means. Thanks for commenting.
I think she was celebrating New Year's.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people are celebrating New Year's at 6 a.m. with pot legal. Did you stand out in line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Me and JB.
Of course.
Yeah.
You and JB. Yeah, we got our dispensary right around the corner.
Do we?
Yeah, it's at like 3800 Clark or something.
That is nowhere near around the corner for you.
Yeah, that's like a 10-minute walk.
Clark Street. Oh, yeah.
For me.
For you. Yeah.
I mean, if you're dedicated enough, that's a solid walk for you.
That's a 20-minute walk for me, yeah.
But no, I haven't been over there. So that was the first one. The other one was somebody asking for old magazines.
Yeah. You know, it's a common item for papier-mâché.
Does anyone have old magazines that they want to
First off, I'm surprised with the amount of people who are like, oh, yeah, I have a ton of National Geographic.
A lot of National Geographic, which is still a thing.
Yeah. Cooking magazines.
I don't blame her for asking the question.
True.
I blame people for having so many magazines at this point. Because the amount of comments that are like, I have a stack of 50 in my closet.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Why do you have magazines in your closet?
Yeah.
Throw them out.
Also, we live in the city of Chicago. Unless you're rich, you don't have that much closet space. Like, it's very limited.
Very.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a front closet.
No. Except if you're Bill Ben.
Explain.
Because Bill Ben had the number one comment on that chain.
Oh, yeah. What did he say? Oh, Bill Ben. Sorry. Yep.
Bill Ben, and I was waiting for this one when this got posted, just goes, oh, I got a bunch of old Playboys. It's like, what? Dude.
If interested.
If interested.
So I don't know how old Bill Ben is. I'm guessing he's an old guy.
19.
With like, no, a 19-year-old doesn't know what Playboy is.
The magazine,
right? Yeah. But yeah, I think he's like a 75-year-old with like a closet full of old Playboys.
I mean, they still could make good papier-mâché. You paint over it.
Or don't. Who knows what she's doing with them? I don't know.
I'm assuming.
So those were a couple of the Nextdoor. Anything else?
No.
All right. That's good.
Do you know any of good breakfast places in the neighborhood?
Sure. Let's just go with that. Without Paul here, we're nothing.
I had two great transitions.
All right. Let's get to this list.
Okay, breakfast entrees, excluding eggs and cereal.
We have to explain this list.
Hot and cold cereal.
Right.
Yeah.
So oatmeal, while that is the best breakfast for most people.
Meh.
Not eligible. Do you want to explain how this came to be? Because I wasn't here for this list making.
So we, for some reason, we all started talking about breakfasts. Breakfast I?
Breakfast D.
Yeah, and we wanted to do that, but we clearly, automatically, breakfast sandwich was going to go to number one. Or breakfast burrito. There's a bit of a competition there.
Okay.
But we had already done eggs ranked, so we decided to take that out.
We didn't do a pod of eggs ranked.
No, but pre-pod days,
we did eggs. When we're lazy, we might do that pod.
Yeah, there's a large argument over what's a seven-minute egg. Super exciting. And so we decided to take those two things out.
I think that's fair.
We can't do cereal.
Yeah. That's a totally different list.
Totally different list.
Yeah.
So we try to do entrees. So that way you take off a side of sausage and a side of bacon.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
bacon's really good.
Yeah. Bacon's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good explanation. I think there's one here that we're getting a lot of comments about that, ooh boy, seems like a miss.
I don't know
if it was ineligible. We'll get to that.
We'll go through it first.
Okay. Oh, and breaking news before we get to this list.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram now.
That's right.
Probably should have started with that.
Yeah.
2020, new us.
Look up I Dream of a List on your Instagram feed.
Yeah, I think I need to change the username because it's like I space dream space underscores. I don't know.
You should do idol list.
Yeah. Whatever. Just look hashtag idol. We're probably the only ones using it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's exciting. Should we get going?
Okay. List again. Breakfast entrees, excluding eggs and cereal, hot and cold. Ranked. Number five, French toast.
I like French toast.
Yeah.
Number four. No, French toast is great. It's good for kids because you can make it. It's one of the first like cool things I feel like you can make.
Yeah, I mean like you dip
fun breakfast.
You can
stuff.
Dip in.
Yeah, you get the eggs, you dip it in, you throw it over there.
We made French toast over winter break because we're in school now, winter break. And
right.
Not my paid time off. Thank you.
PTO.
And it was
good. Do you use the term PTO?
I've heard
people use that all the time.
I hate it.
Like out of offices, they'll be like, oh, I'm out until January 15th on PTO.
It's like, no, just like, say
you're on vacation.
Or yeah. Or you're out of the office, period.
Anyway. Moving on.
Moving on.
Sorry. So you made French toast.
Yeah.
And?
From scratch. Made the bread as well. We didn't make the bread. We bought the bread.
That's good.
It was really good. Yeah. I'll play it this way. I'm not a huge French toast fan overall. There's a place by me, Batters and Berries. I think they're overrated.
Okay.
But they have like different styles of French toast. They have like Mai Tai French toast and Pina Colada French toast. And all this. And it's like, no. No. Just... give me the French toast and maple syrup. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hashtag I'm 75 years old.
Basic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think French toast is at the right place on this list because it can be kind of bad. It gets soggy. Especially
quickly.
In the middle.
Yeah. You got to eat quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it still tastes good because you've just doused it in syrup probably.
Yeah.
But.
Angel likes to put whipped cream on it.
It's a good move. Some berries.
We didn't go that far.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Then it's healthy.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of healthy, number four on the list, biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah. There was a place by me, bacon and eggs, and they do great biscuits and gravy. And the reason why it's an entree is lots of times it's in the gravy is a sausage-based gravy sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely an entree. Like you order it at an IHOP,
yeah,
and then you get your unlimited pancakes on the side because your biscuits and gravy wasn't enough.
I usually order a side of sausage or bacon.
Of course. No, I love biscuits and gravy. It's one of the only food items, though, that when I eat, I do feel like I'm killing myself.
Oh, I have a heart attack midway through.
Like, yeah. I don't even think it's as unhealthy as some other things I could eat.
I think it is.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I'm eating, I'm just like, this is just awful for me.
Yeah. But delicious. Great. Yeah.
The sausage.
I'm going to go as far as to say this right now. Biscuits, the best breakfast-based baked item. Like bagel, donut, croissant, etc.
Disagree.
Biscuit, number one.
A good biscuit is good. I feel like it's hard to find good biscuits, though.
When you can find a good biscuit.
Like, usually, to me, they're dry and awful.
Oh, yeah.
when it's like really good.
But if you go to the South,
fair,
it is the best thing in the world.
It's pretty good. It's a little sweet.
Next time you're in Charleston.
Charleston, okay.
Look up Biscuit Heaven.
Okay. Do they do like crazy biscuits?
No.
Wahoo!
No, it's a standard biscuit, and you can get a biscuit side as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's a standard biscuit, and you can also add gravy or eggs to it, and you can make your own biscuit sandwich if you want to. Mm. Perfect.
That's good.
Yeah. Lines out the door every day.
Cool. I will keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So go to that brewery out in the suburbs and go to Biscuit Heaven.
Yeah.
There you go. Idol with our new sponsors this year.
Number three, got some recommendations on these too. Donuts.
It's a classic Chicago take. Ooh, what's your favorite donut shop in Chicago?
Dinkles. Does that count?
Yeah. I think so.
It's not really a donut. They serve donuts.
They serve donuts.
But they serve pretty gosh darn good.
That's the place by you guys, right?
And you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the pot shop is close to me. Same
pot
like distance.
Close to you.
Yeah.
But Dinkles is close to me.
Go to the pot shop, then go to the Dinkles.
It is north of Belmont.
That's pretty close.
It is closer to Paul.
Okay. That's a solid choice.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think I'm a Dunkin' fan.
No.
I'm joking. No. Sorry, Boston people. I know you all listen. No, I like Do-Right. I think Do-Right is the Do-Right's best, like, good. Fancy donut place.
Yeah, by far.
I think it's better than, like, Stan's. And I'm sure there are others that I don't know about, like the super craft donut places. But of the...
Like Fire Cakes or something like that. Or Glazed and...
Fire Cakes is okay.
Glazed and Infused.
I think I've had that. I've had a lot of donuts in Chicago. We do donuts for birthdays here. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Do-Right's my favorite.
Do-Right's pretty solid and standard.
Apparently they have a chicken sandwich.
I've had it.
Which apparently is good.
It is delicious.
I've always thought that was funny.
I had it over break.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
From school. Yeah.
There you go. So donuts. Breakfast entree. Donuts.
Yeah, you can eat a whole donut for breakfast.
That's true. Especially if they're like Do-Right donuts.
They're huge.
Like Dunkin', I need four donuts to fill me up.
Wow, humble brag.
Yeah.
I just kicked the table.
Excuse me, Mike. Donuts, what's your favorite flavor? What do you go with?
So, again, had this over break. And it changed my life. I'm an old-fashioned donut guy, first of all.
Okay.
Orange cream donut.
Orange cream?
Orange glazed.
Oh.
So it's a glazed donut with like little bits of orange.
Interesting.
So refreshing.
That sounds good.
And it's old fashioned, so it's like crispy and crunchy too.
Okay. I like it. I usually go with lately I've been on a blueberry kick.
Oh, why would you put fruit anywhere near this?
Oh, it's so good.
Why?
Because it's delicious. Just saying.
So
people like apple fritters.
Again, disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, I mean, they're fine.
What would you say? So Do-Right does this. They do like the maple bacon donut.
Yeah.
I think it's too much.
Well, I'm on record. When you have bacon on the side, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
If you put it on stuff, it's not always necessary.
They glaze it over and it's...
I don't mind. Yeah. See, when I've had that, I take the bacon off.
Yeah.
And then the donut's delicious because the glaze, the maple glaze is awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then I get a side of bacon. It's the way to do it. I don't love like bacon on burgers and...
Oh, see that
just
I can
put it
do.
Off to the side.
A nice bacon burger.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Au cheval, always add that.
Yeah, that is intense bacon.
Yeah.
All right. So that's donuts. We'll probably talk about this again in the comment section. Number two on the list, waffles.
Belgian waffles.
We need Eddie Murphy to introduce this one.
What?
From Shrek.
Oh.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles. Waffles are great.
They're delicious.
They are.
So we stayed at a hotel over holiday break. And just for one night. And in the morning we had the breakfast, and Angel like saw me that I was visibly upset that there were so many kids waiting to make the waffle in the waffle machine. And they like, and I had to, we didn't have time. I couldn't wait. And I just had pancakes. But oh,
disappointing.
I know. But the waffles.
Which doesn't make sense with our list, but.
And, yeah, but we'll explain why. Yeah.
The
it's so good.
Especially at a hotel buffet.
Yeah.
That's the best place for it. You got the little cup, you pour it in.
It's all about
clean the machine.
Yeah, it's all about the nooks and crannies of the waffle too. If the waffle is perfectly crisp on the outside, soft on the inside, you put some syrup on that.
Oh, fill the I love putting the syrup in the little boxes.
So I usually pour it in the middle in the grid. And then let it fill up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I take the syrup and go one by one.
Oh, okay.
Very, very serious about my syruping.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't appreciate of waffles is at fancy brunch places when they're like, here's all this food that you can have, and here's your option, a waffle for $14.
And it's one waffle cut in half.
You're kind of like, oh, that can't be it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Pointer Brothers sketch. This can't be what they do. Evan wouldn't get that, but shout out, Paul. yeah.
There was a restaurant called like Chicken and Waffles, I think. That was in Lakeview.
It was called Chicken and Waffles?
Yeah.
Is that what all they did?
It specialized in waffles, waffle types. And like, I think it was pretty good, but again, you would get one waffle and then like a side of a meat. Mm. It's like, guys.
It's not going to cut it here in America.
Yeah, for $12, not $14.
Classic. I didn't have chicken and waffles until like 2 years ago. That's an incredible use of the waffle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't get why it works, but it does.
It does. It totally does.
Cool. So again, that's waffles.
Go to the South, get your chicken and waffles, or go to Belgium and get your Belgian waffle.
Sure. Let's do that. Cool. That's waffles.
Number one.
You're going to do number one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pancake.
Classic.
Yeah. So.
Let's explain.
Really quick. Why is the pancake number one?
Yeah.
Form, amount, and toppings.
It's a three-prong approach.
Yeah. Form, circle, could be a football, could be a Mickey Mouse head, could be a Minnie Mouse head. I don't know. Are you talented enough to make the bow on top? I'm not, but some people are.
No. Shout out to my brother-in-law. Yes, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Not you wouldn't consider him that, but that's okay.
No, that counts.
It's my wife's brother.
Your wife's
brother. Oh, yeah, so that would count.
That does count.
If it was his wife, that's not my sister-in-law. Got it. He does amazing pancakes of, like, the Mickeys and the elephants and the...
Yeah.
And we get those pictures, and I'm like, you need to come down and make me a Mickey Mouse pancake.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
My dad used to do it. And it's a two spatula flipping approach.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got to be coordinated.
Yeah. Because you have the things that are like off to the side, like an arm or something.
They're also called ears, but yeah.
For Mickey specifically, I'm just saying in general.
The elephant, that's. yeah. But then anyway, there's also, do I put toppings on it when it's fully cooked, or do I put toppings on it while it's cooking? Doesn't matter. I can do it.
That's true.
Waffle, you can't do that.
Put some blueberries in there while it's cooking?
Yeah. Blueberries. Ugh.
I don't even like blueberries on their own.
Chocolate chips.
You do chocolate chips.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
White chocolate.
I think we're getting a little out of control as a society in what we're doing with our pancakes. Like, head over to the, what is it, Wildfire?
Wildfire.
The breakfast place.
Yeah.
Delicious, but way too many pancake options.
And also, like, the birthday cake pancake.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Just because you put Funfetti in the waffle or in the pancake mix doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it's kind of delicious, though, I think.
It does taste like it, but still.
Anyway.
But it has the most variety. Okay.
For sure.
Can be consumed in many different forms.
And it can be, like, thin or it can be super thick.
Yeah. Don't go too thin, though, because then you're in crepe territory.
That's true, which is not where you want to be.
Yeah.
So what was your third prong?
shoot. Wait, listen back. I had form.
Yep.
Toppings.
Yep.
Amount.
Yeah, what does amount mean?
Like
you can eat a lot of it?
You automatically get like 3 waffles at a restaurant.
That's true. Stackable it's waffles, pretty excessive.
Like yeah.
IHOP, you get unlimited.
Yeah, it's not just one freaking waffle, okay? It's multiple pancakes.
Which doesn't make any sense. They're the same freaking thing.
They literally basically are. Yeah, it's just a different way of being cooked.
Yeah. So it doesn't cost the restaurant more.
No.
This is BS.
It's still calling you flour, out. Eggs, and butter, and vanilla extract, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know. We have experts here.
Yeah.
We should know.
Thank you, Aunt Jemima.
Is that a question? So, yeah, pancakes, they're great. Kids like them.
Love them.
So that's good. Everybody's happy. Yep. That was our list. French toast, biscuits and gravy, donuts, waffle, pancake. And then we had an honorable mention.
So shout out to those of you in college or thinking about going back to college. This was my favorite meal in college.
I'm offended.
Cold pizza.
This has to be a college thing? I did this like last weekend.
No, I still eat. I still do it.
I literally did it last weekend.
Yeah. Cold pizza is delicious. With some
Jets pizza.
Ooh, it's great. Shout out to Jets.
Shout out to Jets. That crust. Oh,
I got a coupe. I got a coupe this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. 11. I think it's $8.99 for a large.
I could have used that because we didn't have any coupes. And yeah. Jets is freaking expensive without a coupe.
Yeah.
Anyway. Cold pizza is awesome.
Solid. I'm going to go out on a limb here. The thicker the pizza, the better it is cold.
Agreed.
Cold deep dish. Yeah.
Top much notch. Better than thin.
Yeah, much better than thin.
It's the perfect breakfast entree after a long night. So you don't want to be cooking. You don't want to go out.
And you got so much dough there that it's going to soak up anything in your stomach.
Just reach into the fridge and you're set.
Yeah.
Ready for the day.
It's even better than old Taco Bell that's sitting in the fridge that you couldn't finish or forgot to finish.
Old Taco Bell.
Oh, I've had tacos in the morning from Taco Bell. Oh, yeah.
No.
In college, 100%. I spent $2.99 for all that.
I'm a huge Taco Bell fan. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I've never saved it for the next day.
I've gotten the 10 or 12 box of tacos once.
Oh, like the party pack.
Not specifically just for me. Ooh, but
that's a good idea. But just for two of us. Do it for yourself.
Yeah. And then we ate a couple and then threw the rest in the fridge. Boom, breakfast.
Wow. And you survived.
I'm here to tell that story.
Okay. Okay. Good role model over there.
Yeah, totally.
I guess I have something to achieve.
I'm taking applications.
Again, I'll go to the pot store.
Yeah.
I'll grab some donuts.
Yep.
Then I'll go to Taco Bell.
Yep.
Then I'll fall asleep.
Don't forget to order a pizza.
Put the Taco Bell into the fridge.
Yeah.
And then I'll have that for the next day.
Totally.
Good to go. Wow. I love cold pizza so much, I don't get how it didn't make the top five. Like, this was a cop-out move.
So I originally had it.
Were you guys worried about the comments?
At number four. I originally had it at number four.
I would replace biscuits and gravy with it.
I was going to kick French toast off.
I could do that too.
But I think we said that it's not a – it was not the most mature move out there.
Fine. But there are some mature people out there who have real comments. And even on Instagram – we got some comments.
Let's take a look.
Let's take a look. Now I got to pull up the Insta or the Gram. What is it? Is it the Gram?
It's the Gram.
It's the Gram. That's how cool I am. Fun fact behind the scenes, I made the Idol account and then texted Evan and was like, I don't know what's going on. Can you figure it out? But we got both of us connected, so that was good.
Yeah, we both found this thing. Let's quickly say this first off.
Yeah.
Breakfast sandwiches, not eligible.
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh, I don't put eggs on my breakfast sandwich, then it's not a good breakfast sandwich. If it's a non-egg.
Wait, yeah, non-egg?
If it's a non-egg-based sandwich, no.
I have another beef with breakfast sandwiches.
Great, beef. All right.
It has to do with sausage.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've brought this up before in the pod. We're 64 episodes in. We got to be repeating ourselves at this point.
No, I don't think so.
The sausage McMuffin at McDonald's. Why is that a thing?
Sausage McMuffin.
Isn't it doesn't come with egg.
Oh.
Because I've ordered the sausage McMuffin thinking obviously it's the one with egg, but you have to say sausage McMuffin with egg.
No, McMuffin, like egg, period. Right?
Who wants the just English muffin with a piece of sausage on it?
It's disgusting.
That should not be a thing, McDonald's. Move on. Nobody Move on. Wants that.
Nobody wants that. Everyone orders that by mistake.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, if breakfast sandwiches were considered, obviously, top five.
Top five. Maybe number one.
Should we get to the other one that was apparently not considered, but it's a ridiculous move?
Which one?
We're talking bagel.
Oh, totally. Totally. Bagels were considered.
I assumed that was ineligible.
No, it was considered. It was on the long
list. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Okay. So the big debate is bagels or donuts, right?
Okay.
A bagel, I would rule, is not a it's not a satisfying entree without cream cheese, which I hate, butter, some other stuff, bagels and lox. There's so many different variations of add-ons when a donut is just donut.
Okay. I get what you're saying, but you never are in a situation where the bagel is all you have.
You can be.
Very rarely.
Don't get me wrong.
You're not going to go to a bagel shop and they're going to be like, oh, out of cream cheese, lox, butter, everything you want. It's just the bagel.
But that's the thing is there's so many different options on, like, first of all, A, what you're going to put on the bagel, and B, what the bagel is. That it's just – there's just too much there. There's too much variety.
This is – okay, but you can't have a donut every day. You can eat a bagel every day.
You're just going to feel just as bad.
Absolutely not. I could do a bagel every day. My father growing up would – you know like the Lender's bagels?
Oh,
they were like the shelf's table in the back. He would have one of those every day.
Just one of those small ones?
No, they were like – I mean, they're small compared to, like, a real bagel. But, yeah. They were, like, normal-sized bagels.
He said that.
Plain.
Yeah.
Psycho move right there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bagels should be top five. There's no question. I thought they were ineligible.
No, they're eligible.
So, KPS, as I call you now, agreed. Bagel should be on the list. I thought it was ineligible.
Totally eligible. Didn't feel like as though it was top five.
I don't get how a donut is an entree. In the first place.
Because you can eat one and feel sure. Not fine, but feel full.
All right. Moving on, because we got to go here.
Yeah.
What do we have? Oh, avocado toast.
Okay. So we did have toast.
Did you talk about that?
We talked about toast.
Okay. Toast is not an entree. That's a side.
No, but
on the menu, it's a side.
True.
Which I guess you could argue bagels are probably sides too.
No, those aren't entrees.
Okay.
Toast. Okay.
You talked about toast.
The only way to make toast good is to put it in a sandwich form. And then you got to throw eggs in there.
I don't know. You can put butter and like jelly, like the little jelly packets.
It's not great. Let's be honest.
It's always more exciting when it's on the plate than when you actually eat it.
Yeah.
Like you're eating it. You're like, this and I'm is a waste of carbs.
Huge fan of Avo toast.
It's huge great. People make toast. Fun of it, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
I don't think it's top five, though.
It's not top five.
It's not timeless.
No.
Like, let's see where you are in 10 years, avocado toast.
Yeah, let's see how bad we mess up our relationship with Mexico and avocados become $5.
That's going to happen, folks.
It's at $2.50 Look right out.
Now.
avocados from Mexico.
I get very excited when the avocados are like 89 cents.
Oh,
like, we just buy them all up. We're getting some guac. Yeah, what else do we have? What's on the gram? Shout out to
Lindsay, Amanda, David. A lot of people are saying bagels and lox. Everyone thinks.
Lox, I'm just gross now. Is that an East Coast thing?
It is an East Coast thing.
Because I feel like that's New York.
But Lindsay's a fellow Michiganer.
That's why I'm confused about the lox.
I think capers? It's really good.
Why would I put...
Well, that's the whole bagel and lox recipe is like capers and all that other stuff.
That's why I don't like it. This is terrible.
Triple's
wrong. Piper, shout out to Amanda for getting us on Instagram.
Oh, she pushed us?
She messaged the Idol account and said, you guys need to get on Instagram.
Done.
I said, at your service. Jay Pats fan is my niece. French toast number one. I don't know about that.
French toast shouldn't be on the list. Let's be honest.
I mean, no offense, but I think when you're a kid, French toast is better than when you're an adult.
True. And bagels aren't as exciting.
Yeah, bagels are pretty boring. But breakfast for dinner, well, I don't think that's eligible for the list. Shout out to breakfast for dinner.
Oh,
'cause 100%. That's one of my favorite things in the world.
If I ever go to a 24-hour diner, I'm usually ordering breakfast. No matter the time.
Hell yeah.
No matter the time.
When I go to brunch, 99.9% of the time, I'm getting breakfast food.
And more than likely a breakfast burrito.
Probably.
Yeah. Shout out to Grassroots on Southport.
Oh, never went there, but loved that place.
Still open.
No, closed.
No, I went there like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, December 31st was their last day.
What?
No! Wait, maybe, am I thinking of the same place?
On
Southport?
So. Oh.
At the Mercury?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is closed now.
Fudge.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, we're getting kicked out of our room soon. Anything else? David, thank you for your comment as well.
Crepes? No, not going to do it real quick.
Yeah, crepes are gross. I mean, they're fine. They're dumb, though. And they're so hard to make.
English muffin?
I mean, if bagels and donuts is an entree, I guess English muffin can be.
English muffin's only good in sandwiches.
What about, like, the cinnamon raisin muffin? Those are good.
Sure. Whatever.
They're like a tasty English muffin.
We thought about having a Wurst.
Yeah.
Protein bar.
Like the restaurant?
No,
like
an actual protein bar.
It's the most disappointing.
It's
like it does the job.
It does the job, but it's cardboard.
I'm not like happy with it.
As a guy who ate a protein bar this morning.
Yeah, I usually have a protein bar every morning.
A smoothie?
In the summer.
Fresh fruits?
That's not an entree, that's a side.
I mean, you can eat enough fresh fruits.
True.
A breakfast cake, like a coffee crumble cake?
I mean, then you're getting into sweet.
I'll put it this way. No one wants it.
No.
But yeah, I'll eat it. No one wants it. Last but not least, a rice cake.
Rice cakes are delicious and should be definitely utilized more often.
Yeah.
Go to your local store and buy some rice cakes.
Specifically, a certain kind of rice cake.
Well, isn't that the only brand of rice cake?
There's private label.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Go with the experts. Yeah.
I think it's a good list.
I think that's a podcast.
Yeah.
Did we just do that?
We did it. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. Go on Instagram. Follow us on the gram.
Follow us on Instagram. We are Idol, I Dream of Lists.
Not long at all.
Creative name.
Yep.
Okay. That's all we got. We'll see you next week. What should you do?
Smash that like button.
Bye. Early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes. Pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that?